doing 700 of them a week and going up, and have been instrumental in them creating the Black Panther chapter here. You know, and he helped get their other one on the feet. We've been inspired by that paper even as much as any, I certainly have.
Sure.
It flips me fucking out, you know, every time I see it. Because that's my thing. I love newspapers, man.
Well,
I had an idea for that. We couldn't ever sustain it because we didn't have the fucking economics, man. Because I mean, when we started that series, man, I remember that vividly, man, because I really had the desire. I was ready to work on that full time, man. I was really excited about it. When that dude refused to print it, I just lost all interest in it, man, because it was just going to be too much of a struggle, you know.
We had some money.
We had it guaranteed so that we could do what we wanted, man. We could do what we wanted.
The one thing we lacked was money.
Well, we had the money. We had money guaranteed so we could get the issues out, man, because we got Russ to guarantee it. But the printer wouldn't print it. We had an issue ready to go to press on time, man. It was killer.
With enough money.
You know.
That brings us to
one other thing. Let's say I had $55,000 in bought a rotary press.
And we were talking about last night that you worried about is a way to make the White Panther Party more financially independent from the OC5 for both groups' benefit.
Yeah.
And we were trying to find ways to do that.
The first thing to do is just open a checking account and we'll see what happens.
There was a couple suggestions in terms of things. Is if we could be able to, especially with the help of Gary, put together a series of pamphlets and market them nationally to all people who want to follow those White Panther chapters.
Instead of a system of marketing buttons, too.
Instead of giving everything away free, which we really can't do.
Pamphlets, buttons, newspaper,
records.
Records.
We'll get to that.
What's some of the other
ideas? Holding rallies. Rallies.
Well, honestly, we don't need to hold rallies, man. I'm against rallies. Because we have rallies every time we have a dance.
We're going to have to start making those dances more like rallies. We're going to have to start,
talk,
showing a flick, having our wares there, having the statements there, man.
See, rallies, man, they always have a big thing getting people to come. Man, we got the surefire thing to get people there. We just don't do nothing with them. You know, that's why the band is the most revolutionary of all of us, man, because it has the most effect on the most people. You know, because they get 45 minutes to deal with those people, and they use that 45 minutes, man, you know, to work them up to the to a frenzy, you know.
Yeah.
But could I wrap this thing up regarding Kanai? I just say right on to the brother, whatever's going to go down, go ahead. I'm really disgusted with myself because I know there's more to guns than you're all relating to. And I know guns, from what I've heard you say, I'm sure the guns are going to play a bigger part than what I've heard you say. But as long as I can't relate that to you, there's no sense in me even saying that.
It may or may not. Depends on how successful we are on the other front.
Depends a lot on how long we have.
Which controls the guns.
Right. Depends on how...
Yeah.
What I'm saying is how long are we going to have on the other front, man, before you end up in Cuba? Skip ends up dead, David ends up dead.
Well, that's the same.
Because that's the direction they're moving, that's the only direction they can move.
Well, and there's ways to avoid that, man. It's the difference between getting the city to give us the fucking park with their blessing, man, and changing the law in a special session, or trying to
fight and throw rocks at the cops. That's what we're trying to understand the Black Panther strategy.
That's what I'm saying. But if you followed that other line, like those crazy fuckers in Berkeley, then you'd be talking about being out there throwing rocks at the cops and two guys getting killed and not having no park.
Right on.
You know? And their thing is the gun, man. That's what Richard wanted to talk about the first thing, you know. They don't even know each other. Richard don't even know Stu Albert. Yeah, in the People's Park.
It's weird.
If they would have had any sense, if they would have been organized, they would have negotiated that park away from the college. And he had it inviolate, and they could do any fucking thing they wanted on it, if they were organized. They didn't even call it, you know, they didn't even use the park for any political purpose at all. You know, really. They didn't identify it with no vanguard action of a vanguard party with a program that included this as part of its program. you know? They just went to the park every day, because they had never thought about it before, you know?
That thing about the guns becoming more important is something that we have to maintain as much control.
A lot of that's up to us, too.
As control as possible. Think what the Panthers are doing, the way that I finally understood what the Panthers are doing, maybe, is in terms of a military strategy. Just occurs to me that maybe the reason that the Panthers are holding people back on the streets is because they know that it hasn't been a long enough time yet that the Black Panther Party can operate above ground.
Right.
I mean, they know that at some point the Black Panther Party has to go underground. They want to be able to control when that point arrives. They want to know that the people are educated to the point that the Black Panther Party will still be effective if it has to go underground, where the information can still get out clandestinely. They obviously feel, since they're holding people back from out and out rebellion, that it isn't time yet for the Black Panther Party to go underground and still be able to accomplish the revolution.
Right.
So when guns become important, and more important than the newspaper, than the music, is when that point arrives, when you just have to make control of it. We want to use paper and music as long as we can, man. We want to use it forever if we can.
It has to be used forever. It has to be used in
conjunction. I'm not denying that. I'm just explaining.
You asked a question. You had a question in your own mind, and so do I. You know, is it really true that we don't place enough importance on guns in our understanding? Do we misunderstand it? I think that up to this point, we do understand it.
I mean, when the shit comes down, most of us, anyway, I know what you're going to be doing, you know, but I know what me and Rudnick are going to be doing, man.
Right on.
I can take over a radio station right now. I walked into one last night right into the control room, man. You know, and there wasn't even nobody there. I could have took it over right then if I had time. I know the guards, you know, I know the station manager.
But what I be doing at the same time is going to be supporting
what you're doing off the legs for a minute.
Just as what you're doing supports me.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
All right. Exactly. I mean, there's guys that have that can shoot the gun and be the militia, and there's other guys who can do other things.
But what I'm saying is, we have to be just the Black Panthers.
Huh?
Exactly. It ain't going to be just the Black Panthers.
Right. Exactly.
It's going to be the Panthers.
Right.
And that's what I want to deal with.
Right. But the thing that's unique to us, you know.
I'm trying to deal with that in a revolutionary manner. I realize you can't go to a 15-year-old kid that's living with his mother in Dearborn and tell him to get a gun, because he's going to be wasting pig. I mean, he's going to be wasting spades, man. And that ain't what we want.
That's what you're doing when you're telling him that the gun is important. That's just what you're doing. You're encouraging him to do it, and he ain't ready for it. Yeah. You're encouraging him by making it an equal thing. You're encouraging them.
It's more important to encourage them to start an underground paper in their school than it is to get a gun. And that's what we do.
What I thought I was doing, is I was trying to explain to a 15-year-old high school kid living in Royal Oak or something, man, he's got to understand revolutionary violence. He's got to understand why white people will pick up a gun against the pigs, as well as black people will pick up the gun against the pigs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't necessarily have to go out when he's 15 years old and get a gun.
Okay.
We have to start talking about that.
Right. When you come down on his language and say the guitar and the gun, you know, he's probably got a guitar. He's got guitars on his record player. So he's already got that, you know. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is equating that the same as getting a gun. He's going to get a gun. You aren't saying that guitars and the knowledge, you know, the understanding of what guns mean in the struggle, you know.
Well, I begin to say that. We shouldn't bring it. That's what I'm saying. We can't.
He doesn't stress it. He says it once. At the end.
It should be, but I try to build to that.
Did a guitar and a gun are two different things? It doesn't stress either one of them that way either.
Well,
you see, I don't know if I can
explain to you what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't know if I can understand. Either. I don't know if I can.
Well, I know what you mean. You know, I'm trying to get you to understand how this language works. You know, and it don't work that way.
Listen, all right, let me say something.
See, you aren't making it equal terms. If he was saying guns in every sentence, when any of this other stuff came up, you know, then it'd be an equal term. You're talking about violence, and every time you talk about the people, and the people have to do this, and the people have to get guns, and the people have to be violent, then you'd be making it an equal term. Just by the way your phrases were adding up, this phrase, those are all parts of the whole, you know. You aren't saying that. You've got a whole thing that's down in the context. At the end, you relate the guns to it, you know, and the violence and that. So that's a part of it, but it's just relative a part, you know, compared to this, you know. We're just talking about culture and politics and these things, you know, like that, see?
You don't think that, like, in one case you've got it within a sentence, and in the other case you've got one article here and one article here, and they still...
Those articles aren't opposed to each other.
No, I'm not saying that. They still balance each other out.
They complement each other.
Right. Well, it's the same thing that we want done in a sentence, is that they complement each other rather than...
You can't, though. You can't. If you give two things equal term, then you gotta give them equal term. You gotta give them equal weight, that's all.
But don't you think that's what we're doing anyway, still? Because you've got one article here, you got one
article. Those articles are just the same.
The Ministry of Defense, and the other one is the thing from the Ministry of Propaganda. That's what we gotta start, how we gotta start relating to each thing all of us are doing, you know? That's why his is so killer, man. It's just perfect.
Perfect.
I know that.
And this really ain't.
But yeah, but if it's a statement from the Minister of Defense, it would seem like what I tried to run down was that unity. And it would seem if it's a statement from the Minister of Defense, and if people agree with that statement of the Minister of Defense, they'll start implementing that.
All I'm saying, let me put it another way. If you use a sentence like that,
like what?
Like he used, was charged with the two names, bam, bam, you know. Then you say guitar and gun in the same sentence, it accomplishes the same thing. You know, because you give them equal weight right there in that sense, but you aren't telling them.
You don't think it gives them equal weight by having one article on guns and one on culture?
You don't have no articles on guns.
Well, I mean, when one article...
His article's on culture, revolutionary culture.
I don't know.
But it ain't on guns.
In it, he advocates getting guns.
No, he includes a statement in it, you know, a small statement in it about that, but it ain't no article on guns. Article on revolutionary culture. Rudnick's is an article on revolutionary culture. My poem is an article on revolutionary culture. You know, because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but at the same time, I tried to.
Well, it's part of revolutionary culture. Mm-hmm. The gun is part of revolutionary culture. Self-defense is part of revolutionary culture. You know.
Okay, but I just said right on.
So is a guitar. You know.
Yeah. I want to be able to get into this again because I know that I'm going to study a lot more and I'm going to find a lot more. And I just want to present more. I'm not going to change anybody's mind. I just want to present more facts, more phenomena.
You know, Jack.
So that somehow people can understand where I'm coming from, man. Because
I understand perfectly, man.
Tit for tat. The People's Revolutionary Army, and there is going to be a Revolutionary Army.
There is now. I say that you don't have to define these things in the same terms as in the past, because that's where you get caught into that. They never had no media like this before, man. The world ain't never been controlled like this before. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody in the past, man, that's the thing that Gibray says about Che and Fidel and them in Cuba, man, and they never read Mao's thing on the Japanese war. You know, and if they would have, they would have fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know, because whenever people try to apply, not the principles, you know, but when you get into the specific glorious examples and shit, then you get carried away with the specific glorious examples and not the principles. What I'm saying is you constantly have to refer to the principles of guerrilla warfare and the principles of revolutionary activity, you know. And I feel this is what we're doing, this is the way we have a revolutionary organization. It's established on the principles of that whole way of doing things, you know.
See, it would make more sense to me.
And the actual guerrillas are the people who have a base, a secure base. They're making forays out into the people and you know, ripping off tools and all this other stuff and educating the people at the same time, retreating to their base, going out again. Now this is, just describes a band.
You want more potency?
You have a political arm that negotiates, that takes care of business, that supports, that does educational stuff on a propaganda level, you know, like the NLF.
You dig your poem in a more potent statement than your sentence about shooting people with their with all holy machine guns, literal machine guns, all holy fantasy. There's a line in there about police stations and draft boards going up in smoke, because it's much more likely that the kids we know and people we have contact with have a much better chance of accomplishing revolutionary violence through sabotage, right, rather than picking up a gun.
Right. And that happens. That happens right in that community.
That's subjective reality, man.
If you want to relate to that, because that happened in their community.
Revolutionary violence, the way to start it is to talk about a revolutionary army and people arming themselves. The way to start it is the things that people can do, man. We fit a poem and a picture about how to make Molotov cocktails, about articles about sabotage that have taken place, man, and encourage people through those examples of things that they can do that go beyond the media. Things that are destructive to the system, destructive to the apparatus of the state. So, you know, when you talk about revolutionary violence, I can, you know, maybe the next article you should write is, without getting into specifics and conspiracy charges and all kinds of advocation charges, it's maybe just run down some examples of things that have taken place. Maybe write up a detailed.
I'm gonna do that for you.
Well, I don't know, it's just a weird thing, you don't understand what I'm getting
at.
I wouldn't talk about it at all, it's such an active message, I guess I can't say that either.
Well, I mean, just poems, man, poems, don't write about it, but I recount things that happen, you know, little poems and shit. See, I mean, you write like way you write
I'm
about
trying to study, poem. I'm trying to study past revolutions, I believe we can learn from it. And the things I'm learning from past revolutions, the Cuban Revolution, the Vietnamese Revolution, Chinese Revolution, from France, why the thing last made, you know, what happened. You learn from those things.
Yeah, that demonstrated so beautifully what happens when you play around with these fucking leftists, man.
Anarchists, man.
Well, not just anarchists, but the left too, man. The left turned out to be the honkies, man. Just as they always were, and they could have told it if they would have looked at the way that they lived, man. Just as you can look at these honkies, they call themselves the left and the political radicals, and they're honkos, man. You know, they wear big underpants, man. I mean, I don't know if this is the most perfect example to be of all time, man. This is Tom Hayden's like, secretary or something, man. I mean, she's a... You know, she picks Tom up at the airport when he comes in, you know. I thought, Jesus Christ, I was really excited, man. I talked to these people, man. It's running, couldn't relate. Jesus, you guys sure smoke a lot of dope, you know. That music sure is loud. How come all these people like it so much? You know.
It's way up there, like parents.
You know, the killer thing, man, is you get out the boarding and see these big underpants hanging in the fucking bathroom, man. I just couldn't believe it. I flipped right out. Dad actually went to bed with a brassiere on. I mean, I ain't letting no motherfucker like that have no decisions in my life. Yeah, forget it. You know. You know. Should have asked like we were acquainted or something, you know. I mean, she was so far out, the band didn't even try and fuck her. You know. I know 14-year-old girls in Detroit, man, who are, you know, just smoke on by that broad, man. And on all levels, you know. We know more about the way America works than this broad ever will, you know. Astounding. You know those big underpants, man, when they come up to here. The white shorts.
Five boxes.
No, chicks.
Those big underpants, man. I haven't seen any white, man. White cotton. Oh, I hadn't seen any of those since I left home.
Go around by the turtle. Turtle talk. I'm glad I got out of bed tonight. I'm gonna go to bed. Should we get it over with, you think?
We gotta have more meetings.
Oh, yeah, this is great. This gotta happen much more.
That's what I'm saying. And our breakfast for Panthers program. Institute, we've been talking about this every day, see? And when we talk about what we were doing, we'd be talking about why we were doing. I could talk forever about, you know, I never talked to
nobody.
Let me just ask one last question. About the only thing I can say is why is it that I feel that you people don't, I don't feel you're related to guns enough. I mean, I don't feel that you see the time when guns are going to play one of the most decisive roles. I mean, there's going to be a split second, man, when it's going to play the role, man, in the life.
In an individual's life or in a liberation
struggle? You know anything about our finances? The UP's finances?
Well, I'm not talking about just getting guns.
Well, describe.
Well, I'm getting a gun next week. I mean, don't tell me that.
Hey, what are you saying?
No, what he's saying is, the way he put it is that he doesn't think that we understand it.
Theoretically.
Well, that's not the way to put it. The way to put it is to describe your understanding of when guns are to be used and in what context we organize around the issue of guns. Not just to say that you don't think we understand
it. I know, and I also, I just wonder if your analysis of media and your analysis of what else is going down, you could hit me to something, because it's evident that I can't relate what I feel.
Well, I ran down the three specifics that I can think of about the use of guns. The three specifics that I can think of about revolutionary bias and the use of guns is one, and most importantly, brother, is for white people to understand.
Yeah, I know that, man. That is the question. I'm saying, why
defend your own life. It's early to be prepared. So what else is there? That will have to see.
Well, what do you say, man?
I'm asking for what, if that, why that isn't enough.
Well, if you're at a point, man, when violent struggle, if and when, you know, and he's determined, believes that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when, you know, which is where I disagree. I think it's a matter of if.
Oh, I. Know.
It's a question of whether you're going to win or not.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who rule the country who are beyond education, and they ain't going to give it up.
See, how do you determine when you turn almost totally
to revolutionary violence? I know, but they can be ruined in a second. They can be ruined. They were jumping out of windows in 1929. Now, man, the ship that's going to go down in the next 2 years, America, is going to make 1929 look like a piggy bank. Look out the window. I mean, look out in the street, man. This shit is falling apart. You know, and it's nobody realizes how precarious it is, man. This motherfucker can snap any minute. You know, because in an economy, in any kind of structure, everything is delicately interconnected, man. And there's always a balance. You know, there has to be a balance for it to function, and the balance can't be maintained. You know, then it stops functioning.
What's going to happen? We can't down. Use Chicago anymore because of the pollution. Can't use it.
Yeah, I mean that's just
that's
one thing.
Man, that's
what about the highways, man? What about the conditions they live in, the jobs, the clothes, and, you know, and the counter things that are just so confused, man, and frustrated, and taxes, and gun laws, and niggers, and you know, and people on TV every day whipping them up, man, whipping them up, and running them crazy, and their fucking kids are going nuts, man. They can't. They don't have any idea what's going on, you know. That's the great masses of people, man. And if you go on, if you can get a television station, man, to go out there and tell them what's going on, and we got the answers, then they're going to be with you. And once they see, can see, but they can't see it unless you can break the economic ties.
Let me get the Smothers Brothers off the air.
They ain't even far out. They're just parents.
They could grill up. You know this
would. Parents!
This is getting weird, man.
I mean, same.
Closer and closer and closer.
Is this correct?
Closer,
when you're telling me that the media is what gives the people power. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that power is enforced through their guns.
Can I redefine the words?
Well,
media gives the people control.
Okay.
The power is exercised.
Media
said power is the ability to define phenomena. He doesn't say power is the ability to shoot a motherfucker. He's a minister of defense of the body. He said power is the ability to define phenomena. Why make them act in a desired manner? He didn't say power is shooting some pigs in the street. If he would have meant that, he would have said it. That's what power is. Power is defining a situation,
the
man.
In the mother country, and the guns give control over the colonies.
But not the power.
What I want to know
power
is how does it affect the pigs when the pigs become power unto themselves?
They don't.
They don't what?
They don't. The only thing they way to define things is with a gun. You know, and that ain't going to work.
Pigs run wild, rampant. They strike out the great coal men as they get nearer to extinction.
The only way they can control something is beat it into submission, man, or shoot it. Mm-hmm. You know? And they can only do that to so many.
Right.
If you had a demonstration, was organized revolutionaries, man, and some pigs,
they do
disappear. Those pigs disappear into a crowd, and the people would come out with this, man, and no more pigs would come in there.
I know.
You know, and then they would stop that mode of attack, and then they would to deal with it.
But that's what's happening now, I think, isn't it?
What?
I mean, is that...
It ain't happening at all.
Now go back, man, to where...
Because that was what was happening now.
Oh, let's see if we're talking about the same thing that was happening. Are the pigs or are the pigs not developing as a power unto themselves?
No.
You're losing your power, if anything.
Part of our propaganda has to be.
They're a force that operates to
be
of any control.
No, one at a time.
Part of our propaganda has to be that they are, you see. And part of our propaganda has to be that it is not fascism. You know.
But it would be.
Because if that was the case, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have been here 2 years ago. If they have any power, you know, we wouldn't be here.
Still moving,
okay, what the police have developed into is a force that's independent.
They're behind the balance, man. They're behind the balance. We're way ahead of them, and they can't stop it. If this was fashion, you think we could walk across the street?
No.
Huh? Yeah, sure. But it ain't gonna overcome the spirit of the people now, yeah?
No, they're not.
It ain't. I mean, literally, it ain't. It ain't. Period. It ain't gonna do it. You know. They can try, but it ain't just them with some guys. They also got to fight their whole, you know, the whole rhetoric of their whole system, man, which they've got all these people brainwashed them into believing all this shit all these years, and now they're gonna have to. They can't re-brainwash them fast enough. You know, and they're losing even in that battle, man, because as many of them as are on TV or anything like that. The more dudes there are, sideburns, along here smoking dope and having rock and roll on there, even though, you know, Glenn Campbell, man, is a freak, you know, to most Americans, man, and he's the popular honky of all time, you know. All the honkies in the media, man, are trying to be hip like us, you know. All the people that control the media, are not control it, but work in it, man, the workers in the media, you know. And even some of the dudes that control it. You know, Jack Holden is trying to be a punk, you know.
Do the thing about the
media.
Mm-hmm.
Giving the pigs the power.
Media is what controls people, man. Mm-hmm. It's what has power over people. And not just the television, you know. But I'm talking the educational system. All the media at the control of the pig, you know. You know, all of it's media, everything is media, you know. And the whole way of life, man, is posited for them before they're born. They jump out into it, and they're kept there by it. Mm-hmm. you know, because some crazies break out, you know. Well, now you see, there's all these different things. And then that, I mean, we rarely see pigs with guns, you know, in our community, being with guns out shooting people, because they don't have to, you know, because people have the most access to pigmanship, right? Yeah, it's a, I mean, it's a thing. This is really complicated, but it's a thing. And again, yeah, this situation. They don't need to use guns on these people, man, because they got them trained to the extent, and they have them brainwashed to the extent, they think that that's where it's at. It's to do what you're told, that's honor. You know, obedience, honor, loyalty, cheerful, thrifty, kind, you know, cruel and unusual, whatever. But that's what they...
God bless America.
And they're not struggling, see, because they got an entry, man. You know, they've got them brainwashed, they said, they got an entry. And if they just keep on doing this, pretty soon they can get to be the big pig. So they ain't going to jeopardize it too much. They're going to stay in line, because they've learned the virtue of staying in line, because we get rewards for it. You know. So, just like Burrow says, man, and we should, Burrow should be number one on our list, you know. Burrow says, man, in a perfect police state, you don't need any police. See? Bring the guns out scares the people in a perfect police state, you know. I mean, they haven't got a perfect police state, in other words. You know, perfect control state, man, so everybody just does everything automatically. You know, they do the right thing, you know, the thing to keep this thing going. They haven't got that, you know, so then they have a police force to keep the people in line. And as things get more out of line, the police force becomes more and more visible and evident, you know. They try, and they're all crazy. And then these other people who are running things get more and more scared.
Where's the media going now? Because media... Is what gives the pigs their power.
Well, people, yeah. And the people who own the banks.
And as the pigs get more and more...
People control the economy, control the media. I mean, it's just that simple, you know. And so they put out, the media is meant to keep the people in line. Mm-hmm. You know. Okay. Now, all these other things are happening too, right? The collapse of the economy, the gradual decay and collapse. And
class wars are...
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but the whole other thing that's all new, man, is the mass realization. See, the media, television, and that is the first mass educational device they've ever had in human history. And all these people, man, by the time they're 15, great masses of young people who are supposed to be turning into pigs and going up the pig ladder. By the time they're 15, man, they found out that all the pigs do is lie, you know? Because of this media, they were able to find that out, see? They were able to watch them on there, you know? And the main thing is that they've been positive this way of life, man. The media, the television, posits one way of life and one way only, man, the pig way. Mm-hmm. Everything, you know? Programs ain't programs. Programs are a way of life. I mean, it's like schools, they educational systems, they're discipline factories, you know? And it's a way of life, man. It posits one way of life, man. And kids are growing up, black kids, white kids, all kids watch TV, man, grow up thinking that that's the way the world is, man. Something like on TV. And then when they start getting to be in their teens, man, getting frisky and running around a little bit, then they find out that there's a whole lot of other shit, man. And they don't ever know this consciously. I don't know if they might, some do. But they don't ever know when they reach this point, see, where they realize that everything they say is bullshit. You know, but they realize that, man. They abstract. They've been pounding not to abstract, but they find the evidence is too overwhelming, man. And they abstract, and they can see that whatever those pigs say is just some oinks. You know, it ain't what they want to know. It ain't what's going on. Everybody wants to know what's going on.
What's that? Maybe you answered my question, and I just didn't understand.
Okay, well, let me continue.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what role the media is playing, why the pigs, the police, keep developing more and more and more oppressive, more and more brutal, more and more evident to the people, and as they become more and more brutal to the people, and as they waste more and more people, the people get educated and they find out the only way to deal with those pigs. Now over here is media, I don't know how this is relating to all this. But what's happened is the pigs are shooting up churches,
RNA churches,
the pigs are doing this, and the people
look at the Detroit
are finding out, okay, the people are finding out that the only way to deal with those pigs is to off them when they come into the community and shoot up churches and when they blow up people's homes.
Are they finding that out?
Who's finding that out?
In fact, that's just what they're finding out not to do from that whole thing. I think an analysis of that in the what, you know.
That's like Bobby Hill and Captain Cleaver and other dudes were going around after the Panther thing was slated, you know, the calming the people down not to tear down the place.
I think an analysis of that situation will show that set back that whole thing, man. That whole, you know, deal that they're doing anyway.
Who is that?
RNA, Republic of New Africa. Mm-hmm. Much respect as I have for Milton Henry, man, I just can't believe that organization. You know, they must just be flipped out or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what they're going out there with their shooting uniforms on, their armed Black Legion and all this, man, is that they get a whole church full of people gunned in, shot down. They get dudes who may or may not have had anything to do with it, going through, sitting in the Wayne County Jail on 50,000. They get Kenny Cockrell, the most important attorney in the United States, going through disbarment procedures, you know. That's what that's about. I don't think it's brought about a consciousness, you know. It's brought about the glorification of a punk like George Crockett.
It has brought about the education and consciousness of the vanguard. And the vanguard teaches people through example. And I know.
Well, I think if the vanguard has any sense, they would disassociate themselves from the RNA.
They are. I'm not calling the RNA the vanguard.
Yeah.
But the people that...
Well, I mean, what was the lesson of it, man?
Do you know what Sam Napier told us about the RNA? Tell him. Or what he said to Peter.
Well, we were down into talking to Peter at the state, and Sam said, well, tell us about, what about these RNA camps? What are they into? And Peter came in to, well, he wanted to go meet the paper. Where
he didn't identify himself as White Panther, did he?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I asked Wirby, what about these RNA data dudes? What about, tell us something about those? And Wirby said, well, I know Milton Henry, but I don't agree with all of their politics, but I still don't understand. And Sam said, well, you jive punk.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. You jive punk, one thing white people got to do is when black groups need criticism, to criticize.
Right on.
Pork chop nationalists are just jive hunky, and then it just went on. And Wirby was saying, well, look, now I've known Milton Henry for a
great attorney, but I remember one time.
But so what I'm saying is, the people that I know, that I consider the vanguard, which is the Black Panthers,
they're trying, I know, if you look at it, that as far as in the communities that I have been watching, and this is my conclusion, which, you know, may be phony, you may have precise information, you know. But it seems to me they're trying to cool the gun issue. You know, I wish they wouldn't have got into it.
That's right.
See, the Breakfast for Children program is actually the first time that they really entered into what I would call the White Panther program. You know,
that's the White Panther. And how the vanguard is preparing to react to that.
I'm just saying, we're not going to draw the fire of the pigs, man, unless we do some foolish shit. Brother Berkeley did some foolish shit to me.
I don't know if I agree with that. So like, you're getting on television and saying, well, I don't know about you, or like L.G. Cleveland said, I ain't going to prison.
That was some foolish shit.
Well.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing I've
seen in
years.
It's not out of the question to say we're not going to do any foolish shit.
I know.
So it's not out of the question.
But on the other hand, that wasn't entirely
No, I'm not
had its effect otherwise, too.
I know that, but I'm saying...
That wasn't entirely foolish, but it was, you know, there was better things that could have been done with the time, that's all. And I'd say that in the future, you know, we should think through things like that, and if we would have had any sense, we would have had it together before that, so I would never have been in a position to say that. Yeah.
Okay, maybe this will clear something.
See why they don't want you.
And this goes back to the thing Bishon was saying to me about, saying about me about Third World. It don't matter. I was going to say I believe, but it don't matter what I believe. But what I can see is that the colony, the black colony, the black oppressed people, are going to rise up with weapons. First of all, this gets into guerrilla warfare. And I have a different theory now.
When are they going to rise up with weapons, man? That ain't their program right now at all.
I know it, man. But part of their program is guns, and part of their program is feeding children. You know? Because they get to the children, children's parents got to dig it, man. And then they feed them more information.
I mean, if they had some black rock and roll bands like us, they'd be into that too, you know. Yeah. And if they had access to more ruses, they would be perpetrating those, you know, rather than perpetrating something that's getting, you know, their...
But what I'm saying is,
sitting in jail since...
Maybe this can explain part of where I'm coming from.
Because they can cover it up by saying it was a shootout, and they could cover up a whole thing. They almost got away with the first degree murder beef, you know. You know, they wouldn't have been, you know, had Charles Gary.
Okay, let me say that really back, because I think this might do.
The way that they had a shootout, man, is they didn't have no guns, but it was known that they carried guns, that they were for violence. This is a public image of it. They were violent, and the police could then rightfully vamp on them with guns, man, because everybody knew that they had guns, and in fact, they could say that Huey P. Newton shot the cop when the other cop shot him.
They can say something about us.
No, they can't.
Sure they can. They've got guns.
They don't know. He means that the public, the white racist public, and the great masses of people were educated that the Panthers were a violent group and were into offing pigs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was their PR.
And I remember our PR being that, you know.
Now, I want to say this, man, because it's important, I think. Like Che Guevara says that the tools that a revolutionary must use are not always up to the decision of the revolutionary.
Right.
That we will only use what force and what tools
that's why
we're forced to use.
To learn to use them, you know.
All right.
That's why we're doing it. We are doing it. You know, we are going to organize people who have guns. I like to see them organized into militia, you know.
That should be done personally.
Yeah, but that ain't the program. Then you got all these members of the media, man, that don't have nothing to do with reality. You can say anything on there.
Yeah.
You know.
To say that.
You don't even want to get them confused with reality.
Okay, and again, to go on, so if the colony rises up with arms against the oppressor, and like real warfare starts going down, that's what I relate to. That's what I feel I can serve the people most, all the people most, by helping to organize that guerrilla warfare and helping to work in it. At the same time that my brothers are working with the media. If they can still work with the fucking media.
What do you mean if they
can
work with
them,
take it over?
Okay.
So you're gonna organize a guerrilla thing, you don't do that, it's totally underground.
Guerrilla warfare isn't just some guys shooting
some guns. No, but guerrilla warfare comes from oppression, and that oppression leads to the people getting arms, and the people getting arms leads to guerrilla warfare.
Historically.
And there's no reason.
Historically under certain conditions.
Okay, and there's no reason why white revolutionaries cannot take and should not take part in guerrilla warfare.
Pre-industrial, pre-technological,
they do. There's probably more white people that do guerrilla warfare than anybody else in America.
All those revolutions are taking place in a whole different context, man. And the thing to learn from its principles, you know.
Okay.
If you're going to make a literal application of one part of it, you got to extend it to a literal application of the other and check it out against reality, and it doesn't check out. If you're going to make a literal application to the Cuban Revolution and say that they took over the guns, you got to make the application that 12 guys went out in the mountains and got their shit together and organize among the peasantry to the point they could take over the whole country. Mm-hmm. And they didn't go over to every factory and take over the overseers. They took over the government. They took over the media. You know, the media control there was the government. And it was the actual Batista.
Radio,
you know, the politicians.
They didn't have paper because they could distribute it in the mountains, so they had a radio.
I'm saying there's nothing breaks out in the streets. The most important thing that we can do in our position is you know, knowing how to operate certain technology and having access to it, is to take that over and aid and abet in that.
Yeah, anyway.
Because what an armed struggle is rebellion. It ain't revolution. That's rebellion, to bring about revolution.
Radio Free America has these little transistor radio things you can plug right into your wall and broadcast over a few blocks and shit.
So I need to do that. I'm walking to WABX.
No, I was saying for instant communications thing.
I don't feel, after this discussion, man, I don't feel that should be in there, man. I mean, I don't feel that, because I thought I ran some shit, and evidently I'm not prepared to defend it, because I haven't...
You don't have to defend it. It isn't under attack.
I'm not prepared to carry out an educational thing behind that. I just don't think
that article expresses perfectly just what we've been saying. Just what I probably am.
I don't think it's.
I think the weight given to guns and revolutionary violence in there is a proper weight.
I do too.
It's
cool. I think it's a destroyer.
Yeah, really, man. Yeah. I love it.
It's a destroyer, and when it relates to it. It should be implemented.
It's beginning.
I guess I just gotta study something more, I don't know what.
I was just saying that it shouldn't be the emphasis on getting a gun.
There ain't no emphasis on guns
in there. Shouldn't be in our program.
And it ain't. And it ain't in that article.
I know it isn't. I wrote it because
it should
be done personally.